Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Welcome back to Through the Word. Today is Numbers 10, and it is finally time to declare, "Rise up, O Lord." I love that phrase. It was the loud cry of Moses every time the ark would set out to lead God's people through the wilderness. Rise up, O Lord. And after 11 months at the base of Mount Sinai, Moses is warming up his vocal cords for the first big move. We got an overview of how the Israelites moved in chapter 9. Now we zoom in on the first move. The first challenge for Moses, how do you rally all the troops? At 2 million strong, Moses had quite a crowd to move. So God gives him a plan in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camps set out." So the rallying call for Israel would be two silver trumpets. I like the trumpet. My dad played the trumpet, and my wife's dad still plays the trumpet. Shout out to the Dixie Jazz Cats. Now don't confuse this trumpet with the shofar, the great ram's horn. This one is metal, silver in fact, and silver in the Bible is the metal of redemption. Remember that. Redemption means rescued, delivered, restored, and set free. Now the trumpets were sounded only by the priests. Rallying God's people was holy work. And the two silver trumpets had four assigned uses for Israel. And for us, they may have some prophetic significance as well. Verse 3. When both are sounded, the whole community is to assemble before you at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So the first use of trumpets is to assemble. Campers naturally spread out, so the trumpets gathered them. Verse 5. When a trumpet blast is sounded, the tribes camping on the east are to set out. Trumpet use number 2 is setting out. Time to march. This was a blast of the trumpet rather than just a sound. Verse 9. When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. Trumpet use number 3 was battle. Battle against the oppressor. This blast would be received by God as if it was a great prayer from the whole nation. Then verse 10. Also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed festivals and new moon feasts, you are to sound the trumpets. Use number 4 was a feast. Time for a festival. Gather and rejoice. And the trumpet would be a memorial. God remembers us and we remember him. Verse 10 ends with, "I am the Lord your God." And that is a good thing to remember. So those are the two trumpets. But are the trumpets a picture of something much greater? A lot of the Old Testament is. This is a big deal when you study the Bible. It's called typology, a study of Bible types. Not typos, types. If your Bible has the Israelites wandering through the desert, that's a typo, and you may want a new translation. A type, on the other hand, is a picture or symbol, something in the Old Testament that pictures or symbolizes a truth in the New Testament, especially in prophecy. Some picture Jesus, some picture another person, or truth, or event. Think of it as prophetic symbolism. Be careful with it, though. Only look for truths that are clearly explained elsewhere. Don't go beyond what is written in the whole Bible. So for the trumpets, could they be a type? There are many trumpets in the Bible, but there are exactly two trumpets that are the trumpet of God. The first trump of God was sounded over Mount Sinai in Exodus 19, with thunder and lightning, a great cloud, and the giving of the Ten Commandments. And the nation Israel was officially formed. The first trump of God. The last trump of God will be sounded at the rapture. 1 Corinthians 15:51. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. So could the two silver trumpets picture the two trumpets of God? Maybe, but the connections to the rapture are worth pondering. It starts with the silver, redemption. The rapture is the ultimate and complete redemption of our fallen bodies. Then the call to assemble. Jesus will call his people from all over the earth to assemble with him. The call to set out. Christians will meet Jesus in the sky to leave their camps in this world and move to the next. the call to battle. The rapture will sound the opening of the tribulation, and war like this world has never seen. The call to feast. Christians will be gathered to the wedding feast of the Lamb. So is it a type? I'll let you decide. As for the Israelites, as they camped in the wilderness, they were to keep their ears tuned for the sound of the trumpet. You and I are called to be on watch. Listen for that last trump. God could call us home at any moment. And speaking of ready to move, verse 11 is up. On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the covenant law. Then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai and traveled from place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. And that is the first move. God moved and his people followed. It's a good start. And they moved in order, laid out in verses 14 to 28. Remember that God gave his people a clear order, just as Paul reminds the church that everything should be done in an orderly manner. The Ark of the Covenant went first, God in the lead. And the first camp was Judah, under their standard, the lion. Consider the rapture. Jesus goes first, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the name Judah means praise. When we come in, we will enter his courts with praise. And the other three camps followed, with the Levites and the tabernacle spaced between in an orderly march. Then verse 29 has an interesting side story. Moses asks his brother-in-law to join the Israelites. Outsiders were welcome as long as they kept the Jewish traditions and law. We're not given much explanation here, but Moses wants his wife's brother to come along. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. And that is the heart of every Christian who shares his faith with a family member, with a neighbor, with a friend. Come with us. The Lord has promised good things. And the chapter closes with my favorite part, verse 35. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, may your foes flee before you." Whenever it came to rest, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel." I love it. Understand that there are seasons in life, times to move and times to rest. When we have rested long enough, when we long for God to move, when evil runs through the land and the enemy has taken too much ground, when God calls us into new territory, to the unknown and unseen, rise up, O Lord, scatter your enemies, establish righteousness in the land. And when we are worn and weary and we long to be still and rest in him, return, O Lord, and dwell with your people. Bring times of refreshing and give your people rest. Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing. And hearing through the word.